Chapter 32, The Carpenter's Secret. Despite Yitzchak Shaul's fierce response to Moshe Leib, it was clear that his sharp words of rebuke did not come from personal anger, nor did his voice carry any tone of resentment towards his brother-in-law. Instead, he spoke with deep pain. During one of Yitzchak Shaul's later discussions with Baruch, he told him that his father had repeated a teaching that he said came from his master and teacher, the Baal Shem Tov. The leader of the Hasidim had taught that even if anger comes from Yirat Shemayim, it is pusil and not pleasing in Hashem's eyes. We must keep as far as possible from this terrible midah. Nevertheless, Moshe Leib was unable to accept Yitzchak Shaul's outburst. "Oh, we have often heard strange and odd things from you," he shot back at his brother-in-law once he had recovered from his surprise. "But really, I must admit, it has been a very long time since I have heard something as strange as this, even from you. You said that Yisrael the carpenter is a great Talmud Chacham? That's completely ridiculous." Yitzchak Shaul was quick to correct him. "You mean to say Reb Yisrael the carpenter?" "And we must remember," he added, "that no one becomes a greater person simply by poking fun at someone else." Moshe Leib waved his hand in disgust and was about to say something when Yitzchak Shaul continued to speak about the carpenter. "As you know," he began, "not far from here there lives a Paritz by the name of Sigismund Kivichitsky. Many months ago, the Paritz saw a special kind of horse-drawn sleigh at the home of his friend, the Paritz Joseph Shivanitsky, who lives near the town of Lubavitch. Sigismund desperately wished to have one for his own journeys in the winter. The sleigh was brilliantly designed and expertly built so that it would glide smoothly and rapidly over deep snow. In order to have such a sleigh built for himself, the Paritz sent for our father-in-law Eliezer Reuven and myself. He asked us to take care of the sleigh's metal work. He also sent for Reb Yisrael the carpenter and asked him to prepare the nicest wooden seats for the sleigh. The three of us spent quite some time working together on the Paritz's estate. It all went very well, and the Paritz was delighted with the final product. While we were there, I noticed that Reb Yisrael's lips were constantly moving as he worked. At first, I thought that he was repeating chapters of Tehillim by heart, but I moved closer to hear better, and discovered that he was reviewing page after page of Gemara. During the time we worked at the estate, Reb Yisrael and I became good friends. I kept asking him about the Gemara he was reviewing, and eventually he admitted that he is fluent in all of Seder Nezikin, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Sanhedrin, Makkos, Shavuos, Avodah Zarah, and Hayras. He knows them all perfectly from memory, along with the entire Erech Chaim from the Shulchan Aruch. "Now tell me," concluded Yitzchak Shaul, "how many young Talmidei Chachamim do you know? Those who study all day long and are supported entirely by their in-laws, who can repeat from memory the same hundreds of pages of Gemara and thousands of laws of Shulchan Aruch in the way that Reb Yisrael is able." Baruch listened carefully as the two brothers-in-law argued. He realized that Moshe Leib's scornful attitude was not truly his fault. After all, he and Yitzchak Shaul had been raised in entirely opposite ways. Yitzchak Shaul had been raised with the warmth and ways of Hasidus. Moshe Leib, on the other hand, was raised by his father to hate and fight against the work and ideas of the Nestarim and the study of Kabbalah. Moshe Leib's father, Rabbi Akiva, was a truly brilliant Talmud Chacham. He was offered many great positions, and he chose to lead one of the yeshivas in Beshenkovitz. Moshe Leib inherited his ability to devote himself entirely to the intense study of Torah. When he reached the age of bar mitzvah, he joined his father's yeshiva. There he found a friend named Grunem, the son of Reb Wolf, the shamash of the shul. Grunem was no less devoted to the Torah than Moshe Leib, and the two boys became close friends. Moshe Leib's father often discussed learning Torah with him, encouraging him to become a great Talmud Chacham. Grunem's father had a different message for his son, mainly demanding that his son develop Yirat Shemayim and good midos. "Our greatest Chachamim said that not learning, but doing is the main thing," Reb Wolf always reminded his son. Grunem once happened to mention to Meishaleib that his father would meet very special people who passed through their town. These people, added Grunem, were in fact hidden tzaddikim. Meishaleib's imagination was aroused. He was terribly curious to discover more about these hidden tzaddikim. Then, one day, as Meishaleib made his way to the Beis Medrash, he noticed a large gathering of people. Stepping closer, he saw an unfamiliar man standing at the center of the crowd. Everyone was listening eagerly to what the stranger had to say. He was tall, with a black beard and a wrinkled face. Although it was summertime, he wore a fur hat. He spoke with passion, touching the hearts of his audience, as he encouraged them to improve their midos and to be truthful and honest in their business dealings. Meishaleib studied the impressive stranger. He was certain that the man was a hidden tzaddik, one of the people that his good friend Grunem had told him about. When he saw his father that evening, he told him about the stranger who had stood in the street and inspired a large crowd of people to improve their spiritual lives. Rabbi Akiva was less than impressed. "He is causing many people to neglect the study of Torah," he replied angrily. "From now on, I command you, in keeping with the mitzvah of honoring your parents, to stay away from all kinds of nistarim and from anyone who claims to study the secret teachings of the Torah." Meishaleib did not expect such a strong outburst. He was shocked. But he was even less prepared for his father's next words. "And another thing," his father continued with the most serious face, "you must immediately stop being friends with Grunem. He is feeding you all kinds of wild stories and imaginative nonsense." This was a difficult, traumatic moment that remained in Meishaleib's memory for the rest of his life. He had no choice, however, but to obey his father. With this kind of upbringing, it was no wonder that Meishaleib learned to respect only Talmidei Chachamim. As for simple, uneducated Jews, or those he assumed were uneducated, he learned to treat them with disrespect.